Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 until the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Skip Miller. William Skip Miller is the name on the book, Selling Above and Below the Line. Also, Proactive Selling, also Proactive Sales Management. You're starting to get the picture. It's all about selling. He's one of the top experts on selling in the galaxy. And he's our good friend, M3Learning.com. 18 years he's been hanging out with us. Skip, thanks again for all of that. Skip, one of the reasons why listening is so important today, this is what we're talking about, folks, the difference in hearing and listening. One of the reasons is, and I still run into this as a challenge as a consumer in the marketplace, is salespeople still don't realize that when I'm contemplating a purchase or an acquisition of some kind, I've probably already done a good bit of research. And if you don't, if you're not asking the right questions, if you're not listening for where the customer is, then you're just gonna look like an idiot. You're gonna make them mad. You're gonna irritate them. You're gonna run them off. You have to very quickly, very deftly, very strategically, you've got to almost instantaneously find a way to plug in where they are on the journey of understanding, don't you?
You're exactly right. And these are skill sets that need to be worked. I mean, you just can't say, okay, I'm going to listen better. And, Jim, we've got these filters. Right? Pretend listening. That's when you're really not listening. You're just waiting for the person to end so you can start talking. You know, selective listening. You know, we talked about this earlier. Look, you're waiting for some key words that you can really do. And they actually have something called self-centered listening, where we only listen from our point of view. And anytime anything else comes up, we flip it over. We've got to go through these filters to really do a better job of listening. I mean, if you listen for 20, 30 minutes to somebody, you end up with a headache sometimes. I mean, it's very, very intentional. So you're exactly right. As we learn to listen more and buyers want to be heard, these skill sets have got to start getting cranked up a lot more than just, I gave a good presentation, I sent the proposal, I'm waiting to hear. Like, and that's what we're facing right now.
Well, that's exactly right. And Do you think that what's happening is it just that we've quit training our people to do these things? I think that we're not doing as much training as we used to, because I think that when I'm waited on by people, even in small businesses, I think if the owner knew what these people were saying to me, they wouldn't like it.
Jim, to your small business owner point, most small business owners are very proud of the product or service they give, and they want their people to pitch their product or service because they're very proud of it, rather than, guys, we'll get to our pitch in about stage two or stage three of the sale here, okay? Mm-hmm. But first, the buyer's got to be heard. What are we doing to make sure we maximize those skills? Probably the best hint for your small business owners, rather than, did you give the pitch? Did you give them the pitch? Mm-hmm. Did they like it? I mean, we have to stop that. We should be interrogating our salespeople of, hi, you went on that sales call. What are their big issues? What are their challenges? Where are
So the first thing you ought to be saying to people is, once you get around to what you're selling, after you've already found out what they do and what motivates them and that kind of thing, is to say, say it this way. Tell me where you are in the process of understanding about what you're trying to buy, what we're talking about here, right? I mean, just say, where are you?
That's a great question. Because if they're in the early part, you got to start from stage one. If they're like 40 or 50% through the buy process because they've done their research and stuff, you better understand that. Because if you don't understand that and you haven't heard that, you're going to be out of rapport with your customer. They're going to see you as somebody who pitches. Which
that's right.
Is not what we really want to be.
Right.
We want to help people solve their problems.
And they're not going to let you waste their time anymore, that's for sure. Hey, Skip, I need your website one more time, please.
M3 Learning, Miller and his three kids.
What do we find when we get there?
You'll find links to videos we've done for sale. They're free. You'll see white papers and articles. You know, so please get on M3Learning.com.
And the books too, right?
The YouTube channel. And the books are available at Amazon. Yeah.
Hey, Skip. Thanks again for 18 great years. Come back soon.
Okay, fine.
Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.